on me from the top, listen. Shout out Harlem, man. Shout out ASAP Rocky, man. Aug in the building, man. What's good? Is that potato salad? Yo, listen. Niggas give me the cold shoulder. I can speak for myself. So I keep a hot waist and alligator the belt. Ain't got a belt with the holster. I ain't playing games, but got some little niggas who would do it. So I pass the controller. You can press the next out. Triangle your nose. Pause your life if you squares. Try to mess with my O's. Whoa. So cut the crap like shit barbers. Cause we really with the beef like cars of the gay fathers. Nigga, we get dollars. Give them the bin baller. Exchange for them chains. That's all shiny with thick water. I got back pains. Neck heavy like whipped cream, I whip clean, and they all white, I whip cream, and cop boards, and I draw a stick, I whip cream, and cop cribs, I got more space than big jeans, y'all sleeping on me, explain why they got shit dreams, I'm alien, got the laser gun with the big beam, married to the money, my bitch green, no I don't sit lean, but ride around the rockets like, yeah I mean, y'all niggas weak, they thought I was goofy and all mouses, double C my luggage and fill them with comb blouses, y'all cop kush, my nigga, I cop houses, and fill them with some Leo to capture some cold sprouses, nigga. Where we, Rocky, ASAP, golf boy, where we at, nigga, in Paris.
Fuck clothes, I cop pieces. Couple dots with me and them hoes like divas. Got my Vans on, but they look like sneakers. Flipped a couple packs, bass guard in the speakers. Bass all in the speakers. In the field like baseball, play ball, face wall when polices come. I don't rock Chanel, I rock Channel. I know this ain't a purse, it's a statue. Bless it. At you. Nah, I ain't sneeze, but if niggas want steam or smoke, bet I match you. Got a bullet with your name on the barrel. If hollows don't clip, you get nipped like it's cat.
Let me clear my throat.
You know what I'm saying?
That was good.
That was a jam back in the day, man.
Still is a jam.
I always get the.
I can play that game anywhere. It's going off.
Yeah, they get the Mary J. Blige crowd going.
yeah. The 35 and yeah. Recently divorced. Yeah. Actually, more like 40.
The my son is my king crowd.
Yeah, the heard it all before crowd.
That's them. The in this dancer regroup. They love it.
Yeah, they do.
They remember their days when they're in their prime.
Mm-hmm. Now they're out of it.
Yeah, firmly.
And trying to get back in it. Yeah. Trying to make things work.
They're like spilled milk, trying to push yourself to the front of the the cart and like, I'm still good.
Like, yo, part of me wants to be like that, and the other part is like, nah, I ain't, you
know. Nah, son. When I'm
they make the wash. That's like prime wash life.
And they make it look kind of wash because you're not accepting it.
Some of them are, but yeah, I guess they're kind of like in a state of denial.
Yeah,
it's like a midlife crisis.
Nobody wants that.
It's like a midlife crisis, but just you're living your best life instead. It's not like you're like,
yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? It's a fine line between embracing it and being in denial
and doing too much. Yeah,
yeah. So
I want to be there. Wouldn't mind it.
What's going on, everybody? You already know what it is. It's not that serious a podcast. Please stop making noise trying to take pictures of the bottle. We are recording right now. Settle the fuck down. My God. You can't take niggers.
Ooh, with the hardy.
Anywhere. Anyway, it's not that serious a podcast.
Yes, it is.
I'm one of your co-hosts, Big Mike.
And I am LZ.
Yes, and
yo.
I did not tell you to introduce yourself.
Yo.
Do not. I will put you in the car.
Affiliated.
I will put you in the car right now.
215 affiliated.
I will lock
you. Niggas are gonna really hate it.
I will lock.
That's the line. You're not really from Philly.
Because she's not. She's not.
She said, "Oh, that's fire."
Unfortunately, I don't know why. Against my better judgment, I have with me a special guest.
Star studded.
I got the text of him begging me to be here. So what's up?
There are no texts begging you to be here. I have with me a person I've known for a fairly long time.
Your whole life.
We're kind of cool. My little sister, the stud whisperer herself.
We said we weren't gonna make it then.
Don't know what you're doing. All right, keep going. I'll bring up another point after that. Keep going. The intro.
The strap on strangler.
Or the Young MA.
Ooh. my little sister, Jasmine. What's going on?
Yeah.
I'm chilling. How I be chilling, cooling, how I be bowling. I mean, my bad, y'all.
We Crips over here, so watch them out.
Yeah, relax, cuz. Yeah, there's not much to say. This is my sister, man.
Yeah, she didn't want a long intro, so.
Yeah, so all we're done. Not going to do this.
All done.
Great.
That's it?
Yeah, play the song.
Don't play this song.
First of all,
I'm gonna tell you how our format works anyway.
The format is
song.
You run the shit. You don't dictate shit. You ride. You ride the wave.
Yeah.
Yo, what is with every time we bring females on this podcast?
Women, Michael.
Nobody likes
the hoes. They wanna take the reins.
See, this is why they probably don't even listen no more.
Yeah, we look. Oh, let's clear that up. Okay.
What, the last episode?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a doozy.
So, it has been brought to my attention that I may have slightly overstepped my boundaries with the women folk last episode.
Man.
And never shut up.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
So is this an apology?
It's not an apology.
It's a recognition.
It's a my bad.
It's a my bad. It's my fault.
My bad.
It's my fault, coach.
Yeah, my bad, coach. I'll get him next time. So, I mean, I still think y'all should dunk more.
They do. Players. They be dunking, just not as much as you'd like.
But, you know.
You know what I'm saying?
My bad.
All right.
That's all you're getting out of me, niggas. And you won't get much else. What else we got going on? Yes.
So you're not going to say sorry?
No, I'm not.
You said my bad.
I said my bad.
I guess that...
It's just as good. equal.
It's
separate,
equal.
Separate but equal. Like Jim Crow.
Well, there that is.
Mm.
Shout out to the sponsor, Garden App Clothing.
Yes.
The boy Shelby. We haven't forgot about you. We just been very drunk the last couple of episodes, and we tend to forget things.
Yes.
So.
Boy, shout out.
Shout out to you, and also shout out to this big-ass bottle of Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
We keep forgetting to email them to be official, to try and get sponsored by
them. They're going to hit
us back. I'm pretty sure if they listen to one episode of this, they're not going to sponsor us anyway. So.
They've blocked us.
Yeah, they probably blocked us on all forms of social media.
All content.
It is what it is. We'll find somebody else. Fuck y'all. But we'll keep drinking it.
But if not, fuck y'all. We still love y'all.
Facts.
But if not, fuck y'all.
But if not, suck my dick.
From the.
But we have a nice little show for y'all.
We got a lot going on
because there's so much shit happening.
So I'm gonna explain this to y'all right now. I had no intention of recording today.
Mm-hmm.
Because LZ is about to go to Canada, correct?
Yeah, I leave on Thursday. I'm going to Montreal.
Thursday, he's going to Montreal. He's, first of all, mistake. He's going to Montreal.
Nigga.
And not the whole zone that is Carabana.
First of all.
Don't understand.
Because we're doing this because we were going to go to Carabana, but we can't go because my boy's brother is getting married during that same time frame.
Yeah,
so we can't go.
That's my boy,
so
too.
We're just
fuck
gonna,
that. It's Carabana.
It was his trip idea. It's his idea. Oh, so we're not going to go to Carabana without
him. Isn't meant to be changed.
Well, we're going to Montreal, and it's going to be just as fun. So,
nigga, that's like...
I'm going to be chilling.
That's like going to Dave and Buster's and telling yourself it's Six Flags, nigga. Nigga, stop lying to yourself.
Listen, I'm going
to
be chilling.
Oh, you got games and tickets. It's the same thing. No, it's not.
I'm going to be chilling regardless. I'm out here living my best
life. Yeah, I guess.
Hey, listen, man.
But, so... Knowing that, I was like, well, I got to get something out there for a week because I didn't feel like scrambling to get in the studio. I'm not trying to pay for that right now.
Big facts.
So I was like, when is he free? I asked him when he's free. I told him I wanted to do either Tuesday or Wednesday night. But then. Oh.
Woo-hoo. This is the Pied Piper himself. Then blessed us with this gem. This 19 minute masterpiece.
We're not calling it a gem. We're not calling it a gem.
This 19 minute Grammy nomination.
We are not calling it a
this
gem.
This 19 minute.
That sounds pretty good for that 12 minutes.
This 19 minute album song. It is an album song. He can release just this song and it'll be fine. Grammy nomination. It can just be as its own album.
Okay, Robert the Kelly.
The Kelly.
The Pied Piper of R&B.
The Atlantic City Seagull.
Which is the R&B sounds for rape. Rape and bad thoughts.
Just the soundtrack for allegations.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Step in the name of sexual assault. I don't know what to tell you guys. He's at it again, folks.
Listen, man.
He just released you heard it, fellas, right. A 19-minute song. Yes, yeah. 19 One minutes nine. Long. And it's called I Admit I Did It.
No, it's just called I Admit.
It's called I Admit.
I Admit. You're adding on words. He's not OJ now.
R. Kelly.
Oh, damn,
basically OJ'd himself.
Yeah. It was like, if I did it.
he R&B OJ'd himself.
He did.
And he made a song called If. I Admit If I Did It.
I Admit. Why are you adding words? You know,
that's the title of this podcast. I Admit If I Did It.
I Admit It.
If I Admit I Did It?
If I Did It?
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, the song's amazing.
It's not. It is an example of the most lack of self awareness I've ever seen.
Did you hear it yet?
In my entire life.
Did you listen to the whole thing yet?
I haven't heard it all, but we're gonna hear it all to right now. I'm debating on whether or not I want to listen to the whole thing.
Yeah.
But we're gonna listen to a good portion of it.
Yeah.
We're gonna listen to a good portion of it right now. And I don't know what else to tell you guys, but to brace yourselves and
shut the fuck up, put this on.
Anyway, we're gonna.
Sorry.
R. Kelly's if I admit I did it, but I did it.
R. Kelly, ladies and gentlemen, take it away, Robert. Very subtle piano.
Yes, subtle like the allegations.
They were not subtle at all.
I admit I done made some mistakes. And I have some imperfect ways.
He said I had some imperfect ways. Some imperfect ways is like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't put the toilet seat down. Or, you know, I cut people off in traffic. Those are some imperfect ways.
That's imperfect?
Yeah. I don't use my turn signal when I merge.
Mm-hmm.
I fuck kids.
He said he didn't do that, though.
Yeah, whatever.
He did, though. He was fucking Aaliyah. So there's that.
When she was a hot ass 13.
When she
13.
Was a kid.
Yeah. Whatever.
She's too, I admit too, that's I have so many people, and them same damn people turn fake. I admit it was so hard to focus. I didn't go to classes.
We knew that.
Classes? We knew what classes he was in. He wasn't going to class because he was too busy parking outside of the school. R. Kelly, nobody wants you near any kind of class anywhere.
Anywhere.
We're only 27 seconds into this song.
I admit that I dropped out of school. I admit that I wasn't that cool. I admit I just feel like retired. Admit I just don't feel like trying. But all my real niggas around me keep telling me, Kels, fuck that, you gotta keep climbing. I admit it, I made it, I did. I done fuck with a couple of
kids.
Fans. I admit I'm a gift of the curse. I admit that I don't go to church.
He admitted he doesn't go to church and made a whole gospel album. How crazy.
He made You Saved Me.
Which was my favorite album.
But doesn't go to church. This is what tells you where this nigga's mind is at. He's a sick man.
His mind is on the music, baby.
His mind is on Teen Puss. That's where his mind is at.
I don't even think that's vagina. That is just it's the medical term.
It's cootie. It's coochie. R. Kelly only messes with coochie.
R. Kelly gets cooties.
R. Kelly, I was about to say something crazy. Yeah, R. Kelly believes in the cooties still.
At least he's like owning up to everything.
I admit I got so many flaws. Told so many lies to these pros. Blew so much money, pop so many bottles. Yeah, I fuck a bitch just because. Nigga, I had a hell of a
girl.
But I admit I was in my own way. I admit I had my mama crying over me. What else can a nigga say? I admit I can't spell for shit.
Wait. Yeah. You're gonna have to rewind that back.
You know,
because that whole bar is crazy.
You know what he can spell?
Pedophile.
Booster seat for one.
Booster. Yeah, he definitely can't spell pedophile. Yeah, booster seat and possum.
Yeah, pedophile is way above his reading level. Ooh, no.
That's a hard one.
He's gonna be like, PEDF. FY. FYI. Yeah, no. Yo, somebody,
oh my god!
Somebody give motherfucking R. Kelly a book and have him just read pedophile. See how long it takes him. We're gonna run it back.
Yeah, run it back.
So many lies to these pros. Blew so much money, pop so many bottles. Yeah, I fuck a bitch just because. Nigga, I had a hell of a day, but I admit I was in my own way. I admit I had my mama crying over me. What else can a nigga say?
You can't tell me it's not gonna fire.
I admit I can't spell for shit.
Shit!
I admit that all I hear is hits. I admit I couldn't read the teleprompter when the Grammys asked me to present.
That is a damn.
I admit I love God, but wait.
Wait?
It's so much temptation, but wait.
But wait?
What temptation?
You know what temptation.
Yo, what
this
is
nigga got in the interview and said,
what is
you know what's crazy, bro?
He needs to be in jail.
We talk about this man every episode. And you know what? I was gonna try to like make a vow like to stop mentioning him, but then this came about and it's just like, this nigga's too good, bro. Like,
no, he's not. I'm not doing this.
Somebody tweeted me today and was like, all right, that's it. We gotta stop playing Step in the Name of Love the functions. I was like, you're right. But I'm not.
Yeah.
Because if I turn that shit on at any party, so.
Smoking too much, but it helped me get through the day. Won't say no names, another snitch. But one night at the Ritz, did some shit I shouldn't have did. Went and fucked a nigga's bitch. I admit I
fucked somebody's bitch. That's true.
I fuck my girlfriend's best friend.
Oh, wait,
yeah,
nigga.
I top that in back of my pants. I admit I'm sorry for my sins. I admit it.
Wait, pause that. Can you imagine making a 19-minute song of all the shit you've done and all you just do is make a song about it? Like, he's just saying sorry. Do you hear the shit he's doing? Like, he's not doing things that you just be like, I'm sorry.
He's doing foul shit.
He fucked other people's girlfriends.
His friend's girlfriend.
He fucked his friend's girlfriend in his car. He's messed with multiple underage girls. He's peed on one on camera. He hasn't been to church in I don't know how long. He's made a gospel album in the meantime. Like, what?
Well, not at church.
Man, trust in R. Kelly.
Kelly, protect your career. All these people in my ear. I admit I've been tempted by drugs. I admit that I just need a hug.
You know you don't.
The devil talk to me sometimes, but the devil's not who I trust.
Ooh.
I've been fucked by so many damn managers. Why they push me out front of these cameras? All this music got engaged them, and now they play me like a fucking amateur.
Mm-hmm.
I got a life, yeah.
Yeah.
I got a right.
You can't tell me this isn't tough. You get the slow shoot in this.
What is it?
I missed it. Whoa. Nigga. Stop stressing me. Please just let me age gracefully. I admit it, I made. You got some fucking nerve to do all this shit and ask us to let you age gracefully.
This nigga, man.
They took my gift and they blind me. Where in the fuck is my money? Now here come this big ass conspiracy.
It ain't a conspiracy,
it's
Robert.
It's not a conspiracy.
And I know my mama Joanne is smiling down on me. I put that on Reverend.
It's not.
This isn't a conspiracy, my brother.
They said it's a, he said it's a conspiracy against R. Kelly. I don't want to.
The only reason he has some truth to it is because he doesn't have any charges.
But you know it's bullshit.
It's all accusations, but where's the charge? Like, I understand what he said. I get it. I get where he's coming from because there's no charges. But it's like, nigga, these charges don't come out of thin air. I don't have these kind of charges.
He's got to be the nastiest man in existence.
I'd bet money.
Like, it don't get too
wait,
much.
Wait till the end. Wait. He talks about how nasty he is.
I'm not listening to more of this.
Shit, nigga. You're missing the best parts.
Unless you can, like, give me fast forward to the parts where I can get to. But I'm not listening to the whole. I thought I could, but I can't. I can't listen to all of this. Overseas, everywhere. Don't worry. Stop.
Yeah, he took it to church.
He took the religious route. He said the anointing
is on you.
Is on you. Oh my god, he's a piece of shit.
Watch. Oh my god.
Yeah, I think that's the part, right?
Yeah, this is it. I had to fast forward on it.
Turn that up.
He's waiting because he can't fucking read. He's waiting because he really doesn't know.
Yo, he said, what's the definition?
What's the definition of a sex slave and a cult?
Sex slave and a cult.
I'll be here waiting because I can't tell it to myself.
Son of a bitch.
Hold on, listen. I admit I got some girls that love me to pull their hair. And I admit they love me to talk dirty when I pull their hair. Some like me to spank them. Mind you, this is all still the same song. We're just 11 minutes down the line.
Yeah, like
this is still the same song.
What is like, yo.
I don't know. Wait, hold on. It's almost done. It's almost done.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I'm just a man. Now I admit I love you, have you, and through the years supported you, have you. But when he left this world, he had a million girls. But we gon' always love you, have you.
No, it's not the same, Robert.
No,
it's not the same, Robert. It's just not the same.
Number one,
this nigga just compared himself to Hugh Hefner. He's sick.
The fucking
He's
lack sick. Of self awareness.
He's sick.
That this cornrowed piece of shit. Has it is
he's sick.
He's something else. I don't understand.
One rolled piece of shit.
That motherfucker. Oh my god.
He's sick, bro.
Did you do the Wendy Williams part? Because I needed to know what that meant.
Oh yeah, the Wendy Williams part. I don't know where that is though.
So what happened? What are you saying?
I'm talking about how he offered her Hennessy and she didn't want it, but then she asked for it. I don't know, nigga. I don't even understand why. Yeah, I don't even know why he put that in the song. It's just. It's a mess. It's an all around mess.
Yeah, he said Hugh Hefner
and the Steve Harvey thing.
Yeah, he said something about how he loves Steve Harvey. I don't know where it is though.
Another black man down.
He snaps at the end though. Where's it at? Like the beat switches.
Oh,
you hear it? I told y'all this song fire, boy. Hold on. We gonna finish the song. We almost done.
Yeah,
Okay. Mm. Oh, damn.
There's
a lot to say.
Yeah,
I'm done.
Big Mike is looking for a new co-host. I'm not that serious. The podcast, preferably a skinny, funny black male to counteract me. Can't have two fat niggas on.
He started wilding.
When you get caught in the wrong, and he got defensive. You listen to dumb shit. It's not dumb shit.
It's not yet.
Wait, nigga.
The only thing, bro. The funniest thing about all of this is how talented he is. Like.
Need I remind you that there is video?
Yeah.
Like, there's film.
Mm-hmm.
There's moving picture evidence.
He said it was a setup. He said it in song.
You know what set up? Him pissing on a girl's face.
How does he set pee up?
How do you set up piss?
This man is on record. Jazz,
how do you set up piss? Explain to me how you set piss up.
You don't do it.
Does someone just force a gallon of water down his throat and said, and then just threw the girl out there? Or here?
He can sing though.
Fuck does that have to do?
That nigga can sing.
Oh my god!
He can definitely hold.
What is wrong with you?
He can hold a tune.
Are you doing this for real? As a black woman, you're doing this.
It's just a fact. At the end of the day, that has nothing to do with anything.
What's wrong with you niggas?
It has nothing to do with anything.
He can sing though.
He can sing.
I don't give a fuck what he can do.
But he's still sick, and he's still. And a man asked him, "How old? You know, do you like teenagers?" And this man said, "How old? When you say teenage, how old?" He's sick.
That nigga said he tried to make him seem like a human.
He's sick. Yeah, he did.
Torre tried so hard.
Even at one point in the song, he talks about how he was molested as a child.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, we didn't get to that part.
We're not doing that.
He talks about how he molested.
I get it.
I get it too. But nah, we're not. Yeah, bro.
No, nigga,
you can't
not.
Say that. Yeah, you can't
no,
say that now.
Nigga, I don't care.
He said he lost his virginity to a
family.
I
don't care if he put both thumbs up your butt. You can't do that to people. We're not doing this. We're not doing this victim. No.
That sounds kind of crazy.
He's gonna kill himself.
Think so?
Yeah, I do.
How do you think
a call for help.
This is a cry for help.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, imagine what he's going through.
He said he
His whole world is done. Like, he's not happy anymore.
His world isn't done. That motherfucker.
He shouldn't. So
that motherfucker could go on tour right now. He's gonna sell out. He'll be fine.
He said he's broke too.
Yeah.
He could get all his money back if he goes on one tour.
He said that.
It might be a little hard for him to do that now.
It's gonna be hard for
because it's not like he can get on the radio anymore. But it's crazy because he hasn't been charged with anything. So I understand where his frustration is as far as that. But it's like, nigga,
that's what they said. You gotta listen to the song.
It's weird because he hasn't been charged, but we know he's trash. We know he's trash for a fact. R. Kelly is trash. Nobody's arguing that.
I'm really not.
I know he's trash.
We're just saying he can sing. That's it.
I'm just saying.
Why are we even bringing that up, though? The fact that
he's a singer.
The fact that the nigga can sing is
that's right. Like a basketball player.
I feel like.
That's like LeBron smacking his son in the mouth and be like, but he can play basketball.
No.
Not saying he can.
No. I feel like when we're talking about the nigga's rapes.
Does he have rapes though?
All right, pedophile. If you're having sex with children, it's rape.
Oh yeah, statutory.
Statutory. So what we're talking about? We're talking about his pedophilia, his rampant pedophilia, and the fact. Just talk about that.
Would it be easier to cancel R. Kelly for real if he was actually charged though?
Yeah. I don't give a fuck. I see the tape. I see you. I saw it.
I did too. That shit was crazy.
With my eyes, I seen it with your eyes, I seen it with her eyes. And I put on an extra pair of glasses.
All four.
All four of them hoes. And I switched to new context just so I could get HD.
You can see it again.
Yes, so I could see it through new eyes.
I don't know, man. I mean,
he's sick.
Yeah, he is. But I understand his frustration in the music, in as like the music part.
He shouldn't be frustrated if he knew he did that shit.
Yeah, but that's also what he says in the song. This song is like a book. He basically says, like, even with all the wrong shit that I have done, I admit to that, but it shouldn't affect the fact that people can't play my music anymore.
Yes, it should, because you're garbage.
Exactly. Exactly. But that's it. That's what he's arguing. That's the whole point of the song. It's definitely a conflict of interest, because you can't... I highly doubt anybody will sit there and say R. Kelly isn't a musical genius, because he is. He's just a piece of shit. And a lot that happens with a lot of these geniuses. A lot of these niggas aren't shit.
Nah, a lot of these geniuses are mad weird. Fucking little girls.
Yeah, they're sick. They're sick. And so is he. He's not an exception at all. He's just black. And he's sick, just like the rest of them. So
Trapped in the Closet was good, though.
Trapped in the Closet.
We're not talking... Who gives fucking, a fuck
fucking
about
the sensational.
Closet.
The way...
I just listened.
The way he went from track to track... I mean, it started to get a little shaky around, like trying.
No, this, like, this around, podcast like, has gotten real R. Kelly, pro R. Kelly.
Around, like, episode, like, 12-ish, it was kind of like, why is there a midget?
Yeah,
it was getting a little weird. But everything before that with Rufus.
The midget died, right?
I think so.
We're getting real pro R. Kelly.
Chuck Rufus, that was a good
giving this nigga Chuck a lot
Rufus
of props.
Is crazy.
And I don't like it.
Only a sick man could come up with something like that. But anyway.
Yeah, you're right.
R. Kelly's a piece of shit. He just happens to have great music.
I can't wait till we go visual so y'all can see my fucking face right now. Oh my god. The niggerness in here.
Anyway, listen, man. If you want to hear the whole song, it's on SoundCloud. Just look up R. Kelly, I Admit It. And there's a lot more that he says that we didn't get a chance to talk about. But it's pretty interesting. It's interesting. At least to me, I actually grew up, I mean, like a lot of black people, I grew up liking R. Kelly and listening to R. Kelly.
I grew up with that nigga, too.
So, hey, man.
I grew up with him.
Listen,
and his feud with Ronald Isley.
That was amazing. That was a good one, wasn't it? They would run into each other on different songs, like, nigga, don't I know you? And it's like, yeah, y'all know each other, nigga. Yeah, y'all know each other.
And it was all this time Ronald Isley was doing God's work because he knew R. Kelly was a sick fuck.
Was he really doing God's work? He was collecting taxes for his dead brother and went to prison. So he's trash too. What are you talking about, Michael?
We're doing a lot. I see two people with
When a Woman Loves is a good song too. Have you heard it?
We're not. You know what a good song is? When he peed on that girl. That's a jam.
That was unfortunate.
Did you say that's unfortunate?
Is it not? It's very unfortunate.
What?
That shit's crazy, right? No, it's unfortunate.
If you got up and stubbed your toe right now, that's unfortunate. If we leave the house right now, my car doesn't start.
That's unfortunate.
That's unfortunate.
R. Kelly peeing on
a
girl.
Not a 30, 40-year-old man pissing on a 15-year-old. That's not unfortunate. That's not a drag.
The Boondocks episode of this.
That's a fucking problem.
I just watched it. It's funny we talking about this right now.
Oh, Lord.
I don't...
This podcast needs help.
No, this podcast is... Because half of it does. Half of it definitely does.
Two-thirds of it?
Two-thirds of it needs to seek help. Because one-third is fed the fuck up.
Okay. Enough.
George in the back.
Okay, enough of Robert Kelly. Obviously, he needs. This is it. He really needs to be done.
He needs to burn the seventh ring of hell.
The frozen one? The frozen part?
Yes, he needs to burn and then thaw him out and freeze him again.
In the frozen part of hell.
That shit gonna be lit, though, because he can say.
Hell gonna be mad lit, R. Kelly. Get this.
Oh, my God.
R. Kelly's here.
Hell is gonna be lit, All the demons gonna be step, side to side, round and round, dipping and back,
step, boop,
sing, gonna be like, oh my god, we did it for love, poking that nigga with the, fork.
Sing it again, R. Kelly.
Sing it, Robert. We did it for love, You gonna have that nigga making Trapped in the Closet chapter 3 million.
Which is a bunch of random people in hell. Oh my god. It's gonna be like him and Michael Jackson.
He's just doing all the hits.
Is Michael Jackson there? You think Michael Jackson?
Oh, yo, chill. We're relaxed.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine if they headlining?
And now, headlining for hell. Hellcella. Headlining for Hellcella.
Oh my god.
We have Robert Kelly.
Mad fire whoosh. Oh my god.
When a woman.
No, it's only go whoosh.
My mind's telling me no. Just demons.
Hella murderers and rapists. Hella
murderers and convicted rapists.
This is my shirt. This nigga like, shit, fire, girl. I knew he didn't do that shit. Nigga, old murder, bitches, like middle-aged women that murdered their husbands and kids in their sleep.
Oh, my
throwing
God.
Throwing their bras up.
Bruh.
Robert Kelly!
Oh my god. Next we have Biggie!
Whoa!
Biggie's not in hell? When I die, fuck it, I wanna go to hell. Cause I'm a piece of shit, ain't hard to fucking tell.
Those are just rap lyrics.
Speaking of Biggie.
We're not doing
He's
that.
Rolling in his grave.
I don't wanna do that.
Because Faith Evans.
Is he putting his legs up?
Hey, nah, he's definitely arching. Woo. He's arching in his grave.
Yo, chill. Oh my god.
Faith Evans. Ate that man's butt, and I'm really not comfortable with knowing.
He probably didn't arch though.
He put his legs up. Like, he a big man.
Like that.
Did you? I know you just put your leg up on the table.
Did you put your? That means she did that too quick, which means. How many niggas stick the tongue in your butt, Jazz?
We wasn't doing that. It's never happened.
Be honest with me.
I don't do butts.
I say you're gonna do it.
Be honest with me.
You gonna do over or under?
Be honest.
I don't do
over or under.
Be honest with your big brother. Be honest with your big brother. We'll I've known you.
We'll
I've known you. I've known
you. Don't
you.
Do the butt stuff.
We'll leave it.
I've known you. Neither do I.
He needs to grow up.
For what though? Because I'm about to ask you about that. You were eating butt.
Yes. Are you kidding?
Her face.
What?
Yeah, Mike be eating ass.
Nigga, does Usain Bolt run track? Nigga, what the fuck? You want to know what it tastes like for real?
What does butt taste like?
Tastes like okay. You ever licked a penny?
Absolutely the fuck not.
lick a penny or like a nickel. Ew. Just
you know how dirty that is? That should probably have been on the streets of New York.
It has that taste to it.
Ugh.
And you like it?
Hey man. Whatever gets the
job. It gets your iron up?
Yeah. I have an iron deficiency.
That helps. It's a pick me up.
I'm anemic. He's the iron.
Mike is a booty vampire, and he needs all the iron he can get.
Did you get your butt licked?
Nah.
You get your nipples licked, but you wouldn't get your butt. You wouldn't.
Yes, Julian. That's very different.
Is it?
The nipples to your anus
for a man.
Yeah,
a little different.
Either way,
if you think getting your asshole licked is the same thing as getting your nipples licked,
I wouldn't. You would let somebody
lick my nipples?
Yeah, absolutely. You licking nipples?
People be sucking your nipples.
Yo, don't say suck.
Do they?
Don't say.
Well,
suck.
What else? They be flicking it with a tongue like.
Absolutely. Oh, phenomenal. That's the way to live, baby. That's the way. That's called living like a king. Hey. I'm going to give you some sexual advice, Jordan.
Oh, God.
You want to nut real, real fast?
Yeah.
You want to nut quickity quick?
His mom is upstairs.
Get a girl to lick your nipples, G.
Oh, hell no. Nah.
I know that one of these dirty township girls will do it. She'll give you the old nipple flicking jack.
The old
flicking jack.
The old flicking jack?
The old handy Can we and flicky. Not?
Flicky got the
Hey,
sticky.
Man, I'm trying to get your little brother to bust nuts everywhere.
It's going to be a big nut bust. A purple nut bust.
I'm trying to get some stains on these couches.
Please, relax. We watch TV down here.
Okay. Yeah, it's not wrong. Yeah, we in Elsie's basement right now. Elsie got like a dope-ass basement set up. Mm-hmm. So it's like, It's right. like a big room where it's got a pool table. Mm-hmm. Know what
right,
I mean?
Right, right.
You know, suburban shit. We right. got a bar down here.
Right, right.
This table
that we it's podcast.
A, it's,
at.
It's a foosball table.
Foosball?
We don't play foosball, nigga.
So it's two couches, TV, Xbox. You know, sound bar on the TV. This is it's prime fucking space, and it's
prime it's, fucking
it's,
space.
It's prime ejaculatory area. And I just want to see everybody live their best nut life. You know what
Actually,
I'm
sorry. This isn't even a foosball table. I don't know what the fuck
you're
talking
about. I was going to say.
This isn't foosball. This is it's like some type of pool. Well, first of all, this side is like poker.
Mm-hmm.
You flip it over. It's like
so
it's like ping pong. Jazz, like,
do you have any,
it's like pool balls. I forget what it's called. What?
Do you have any other questions for me?
You be doing anal too? Or
I've done it before, yes.
Mike is nasty.
Mike is not nasty. Mike is an adult.
Mike is
Mike apparently
is
Mike's adult. The only adult on this podcast.
Oh, man. Flick your butthole.
Relax.
Yeah, right. They relax. Definitely be flicking his butthole.
We're not doing all that. We're not doing all that.
Man, it's solid like
pluck you like on a forehead. Like your grandpa disciplining you.
Boy, I told him to take out the goddamn trash.
No.
Papa really plucked people, though.
Right in the booty
our
button.
My grandfather plucked
it. Your grandpa be plucking you?
Hell yeah.
In the forehead?
With the mouth.
He got those hands that have been through Jim Crow slavery. Not slavery, but yeah, Jim Crow.
His hands been through segregation.
His hands been on the back of the bus.
Yeah.
Boy.
Oh, my God.
Them things are hard. We used to pluck me when I was young. I don't know, that was the closest I've ever been to a concussion. Nigga, I saw a star.
Tweet.
Just from a pluck.
Anytime you plug me, boy.
Oh, my God.
What were we talking about? What
was we talking about? I don't even fucking know.
Biggie.
Oh, Biggie.
That was clearly the most random news that I've ever heard.
You guys didn't know, Faith Evans,
recently
who also just got married to Stevie J.
She's living really the most VH1 life ever.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It's very odd.
Who the fuck married Stevie J?
They eloped.
They just got, they were dating for like
a
couple months, and they just like, whoop.
Not even probably. I don't know.
That shit's weird. They'll be divorced by all, what's today? They'll be divorced by October.
You're being pretty generous.
I am. I won't
give
them.
Will be divorced by the time school starts. Out of here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That wouldn't shock
by me. By the time you get Rosh Hashanah comes around,
all the Jewish holidays, yeah, the first week
all
of school,
that flurry of Jewish holidays in September,
Rosh Hashanah
and Yom Kippur, them niggas will be done.
I used to love seeing that on the school calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness!
But then that was a jip because we wouldn't get Columbus Day off.
Yeah, facts. Well, niggas knew he ain't do shit.
Yeah, fuck that nigga.
Fuck Christopher Columbus.
Word, we fuck with the tribe out here. Shalom. Yeah.
Big facts. Y'all niggas Native American, right? Mm-hmm. Y'all got good hair.
What?
Yeah. Actually, we are.
We definitely are. I can see it.
Remember Grandma before she passed, she told us that her mom was full-blown.
Because Jazz never did the big chop, so I know for a fact.
We're actually white,
she
too.
She can't do
so
a big chop.
You know that, right?
Huh?
I'm white, too.
What?
Y'all hear Papa talk about that?
Y'all got caucasoid in your skin?
Yeah.
What?
We got some white in there. That's why, that's why Tata's parents are light skinned. And Pop-Up's dad is light skinned too.
I remember that.
Somebody got fucked by the slave master. That's what somebody told me.
Oh, damn.
We were some house niggas?
Oh, y'all about to be like LaDainian Thompson?
No.
Like, my last name is such and such.
You're going to be like Mike Tirico talking about I'm an Italian kid from the Bronx.
That's why I want to do Ancestry DNA.
I'm scared now. I don't want to do it now.
Y'all can actually go on Ancestry.com.
We're going to be like 40% Swedish and German. We're going to have 2% Nigerian.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hell no. Nah, dog. Leave that shit alone, nigga. No, I'm good, dog.
I can't do a big chop, though. He's right.
I'm saying.
Yeah,
Your hair's too good.
My head's too big.
Your head's too big?
Look at that.
He don't think so.
That head bigger than a motherfucker.
You're an extra large, like, helmet. Like.
Yeah, nigga. Oh, boy.
Well, I don't even mean a big chop.
Jazzy
like
can't wear snapbacks.
Oh, you gotta wear it to the last snap.
Yeah.
No, you gotta wear undone.
Undone. Like you got dreads. That's the style.
Oh, goddamn.
All right, next topic.
She got tape her shit.
You got tape to snap it. You got to staple it.
Staple it, snap it.
Oh, my God. What is the next topic? I don't even
know.
Yeah, we didn't really have order.
But again, when, Faith Evans, that, you know, that really lets me know about that whole situation, that she's just so willing to talk about that.
She's running out of money?
No, that lets me know that she definitely let Tupac hit back in the day.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Tupac definitely.
No question.
That.
He probably still fucking. He ain't dead.
She had Tupac shots again.
Like, yeah, shit.
It's the last time.
It's the last time, Pac.
It's the last time, Pac. Shut up, bitch.
Shut up.
You bring your rubbers?
Nah, if you figure death, you're definitely not wearing condoms. There's no way.
Tupac definitely never wore condoms.
Never ever.
Wore condoms.
Yo, imagine if you would have got Jada Pinkett pregnant. Imagine how different our lives would be.
No. No. Shout out to the 4th and 13 podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Rios on there. He said the dopest thing I've heard about. It really had me stuck and think. He said, yo, what if Ray J never took his video camera on vacation?
We wouldn't know who the fuck Kim Kardashian was.
Wow. Right?
Well, actually, no. We would know. She would just still be Paris Hilton's little bitch. Because that's all she was.
She was.
She literally was, bro.
Paris Hilton used to, like, dog
shit on her. Shit on her. Nonstop.
Shit on her, like, and she used to just eat that.
Yeah, she had to.
Mm.
Damn. Our lives would be so different. Like,
yo, right?
I wouldn't even be sitting here. Damn. None of us would be here. None of us would be here.
Kanye would be, yo.
Damn, see all the lies. My mind would be blown right now. You know what I was thinking about earlier? This shit was crazy because I seen a video on Facebook. That made me think of high shit. There's fucking electricity that comes from the sky, from the clouds, and it be hitting shit on the ground. You know how fucking scary that is, nigga? You know how terrifying that is? It's fucking lightning, nigga. I can plug something into a socket. Right? And that's electricity. Okay. That probably shit comes from the sky, nigga. What?
Nah, dog. You know what I was... No.
Jordan, you know how scary that is? The same thing that you plug into a socket, comes out the sky, and it can hit you?
Dog, I was talking...
You can stick a fork. It'll be the same thing.
No. This is what I was just thinking about. Last night, I was talking to my lady friend about this, right? Mm-hmm. Shut up, Jazz. Don't you're making it hot.
Yeah.
I was thinking about just fruits.
Fruit?
Like... how dope fruits are.
Fruit is mad dope. It grows from a tree.
That it just grows like that and it tastes so dope. Like, think of
it's
grapes.
Naturally sweet.
Like grapes that just...
you eating fruit?
They grow like that.
You trying to come
at my physical health?
I lose.
You be eating fruits?
I don't know you eat fruit.
Yeah, I eat fruit, motherfucker. So I'm talking about grapes now.
Yeah.
So it's like, they just grow out the ground.
That shit really is crazy,
and they
bro.
Taste good like that it out the ground. Good.
All you gotta do is,
yeah, like you don't
just look and just wipe it on your shirt.
You don't do no extra ingredients. Yep. You don't stir anything.
Nope.
You just come out delicious like that. That's
shit crazy.
That shit lets you know God is real and He be stunting on niggas.
Facts. He just be doing stuff.
He said, you know what? I make the sky blue. I make grass green. But you know what I'm gonna do? Blah!
Fruit, nigga.
Candies, nigga. Literal,
candies.
Literal
natural candy.
Natural candy, motherfucker. And it's juicy. And it's good for you.
Pineapple.
Man.
What? Come on, son.
Duh, like.
Come on, son.
Was you hot?
Who, me?
Yeah, you was.
When
you thought of that?
When you thought of that?
No, I was completely sober.
I'd be sober as hell too, thinking of weird shit. Like,
yeah, no, like,
you ever say a word?
I should have brought this stuff.
You should have. You ever say a word and like you say it back in your mind? You're like, damn, that word is mad weird. Like, why is it spelled like that to make that sound?
Like gingivitis.
Gingivitis. But no, weird words be weird, yo. If you say a word the wrong way or something like that, and you just like start thinking about it, like I don't know the word, like fucking glass. Who said that's glass? Like.
How words
what?
Become words, like what they mean.
Mm-hmm. GLASS.
Yeah, I understand what you
nigga.
Talking.
Yeah.
What?
Nigga.
Come on, son. Like
what?
Should be blowing my mind, bro.
Mm.
Should be crazy. That's why I don't smoke, because I'd be a dangerous nigga, bro. Mm. I don't know.
Oh.
I got too many hot questions, though.
Yeah. Does anybody have any other thing? What?
6ix9ine. We have a list of stuff.
No, the NBA YoungBoy thing.
Oh yeah, the girl. Okay, so if you didn't see this, NBA YoungBoy was getting interviewed at basically.
He's not a smart looking young man.
No, he's not. He's not smart at all, and he's only 18 now.
He's got the IQ of a fucking kumquat. Yeah, you see his responses?
That nigga's a fuck talk. Yeah. Yeah. No.
For sure.
Uh huh. Yep.
Yep. He only speaks in rap ad libs.
Yeah, he does. But
Chick-fil-A got a white peach tea now.
You didn't know that? Lemonade. You fucking late?
Yeah.
And they make it in a milkshake. I bet you didn't know that.
In a milkshake?
Yes.
Thanks. I got a poop just thinking
about it. I'm about to say, milkshake. Bro, my biological clock, I hit a certain time, bro. I used to drink milkshakes like it was nothing. Now I got to drink milkshakes on the way home. That shit is going to destroy me. I am a ticking time bomb when I drink a milkshake.
Nigga, I drink a milkshake on the toilet because I know it is.
It's going straight through the grapevine.
Motherfucker, my asshole sound like a 6ix9ine track.
Man. Yo. Ain't nothing. Oof, you get that hot joint. Woo.
Oh my god,
that hot shit.
It sound like Kiki and Fifi.
Kiki and Fifi. Two.
You go, rah, 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 nigga.
Oh man, before we go to Fifi, all right. Well, the whole NBA YoungBoy thing. So apparently, well, not even apparently, he was getting interviewed at like a celebrity basketball game by this girl, and it eventually led on. You know, he was giving her like one word questions, and eventually she told him how handsome he was out of like nowhere. And then, which led to him asking her on a date, and then, you know, circulated.
He asked her or she asked him?
He asked her. She was like, oh, you're handsome. She was like, I never seen you in person, but you're really handsome in person. He's like, can I take you on a date? And she was like, oh, you want to take me on a date? And then, you know, but she also talked about how he had, like, she was like, oh, I feel like I can go anywhere with you. Like, we can go anywhere in the world. Like, she was basically flirting back, like, trying to make for good content, whatever she was doing. Mm-hmm. And then people on Twitter were like, oh, he shot a shot so effortlessly, and she shot her shot, and then she got on Instagram and YouTube, made her little dumbass blog, like, oh, I didn't shoot my shot, and this just goes to show how, I don't even know what the fuck she's talking about. She wasn't really making much sense.
Mm-hmm.
But she was basically saying that nobody shot their shot, and that she wasn't being thirsty, and da-da-da-da. All right. Was she being thirsty?
What do you think?
Was she not?
She was.
She was.
I didn't see her video,
though. Oh, yeah. Well, her video is basically...
What did you tell from the video?
She's trying to fuck.
Yeah,
that's what I thought too.
But then she got on her Instagram saying, or YouTube, whatever it was, saying that she wasn't. But it was quite obvious. Like,
I think I've seen part of that. She said like the way he was looking at her.
Yeah. She didn't like the way that he was looking at her.
She really started that.
She started it. He wasn't saying anything. She was like, "Oh, you're really handsome in person." He was like, "Oh, you think so?" Like, nigga all dumb. Like, he talking all stupid. Like, he sounded so dumb. And she insinuated it. And all he did was, oh, this bitch trying to fuck.
He 18, right?
He's 18.
And she was like, five kids.
He got four. She was like, if I knew he had four kids, I never would have said that. All right, then what were your intentions? What were you trying to do?
Don't
she said that.
Him? She had to follow him.
Clearly she don't. Kids. Clearly she don't. This nigga got hella kids. She's like, if I knew that, I wouldn't have said what I said.
Yeah, she's trying to get famous.
Like, don't backtrack. Yeah, it's not, and it ain't gonna work because this 15 minutes.
That's why. She's ugly, so it wasn't gonna work out anyway.
You said dark. She's ugly because she's dark skinned?
No, she's just ugly. You know, you tried it.
Do they not?
Are you a colorist, Jasmine?
Do they not be trying it? Crickets. Shout out to Azealia Banks. You said you prefer dark skinned women. Your stud senses is tingling.
That's crazy. Her stud was pretty light skinned.
Yeah, so. Speaking of that, I didn't know the word.
Right, so what?
I didn't know the word. I'm,
that was a fake.
I didn't know. Okay, I'm gonna say it. I didn't know the word dyke was a slur.
Why are you telling me that?
Did you know that?
Yeah.
So we just been letting that shit fly.
We just let that shit ring.
They don't like being called dykes.
Well, I didn't know that.
What do they like being called since you're of the community?
Just lesbians? Since you're of the community.
I think they would prefer stud. Not stud. No, because somebody told me.
I thought stud was like just a down south everywhere else thing. I thought they said, you know, the D word. I'm not going to say no more. But I thought that that was just what they were called in this region. I had no idea it was a slur.
Let me hold on.
What are you about to go into your Pookie decks? Your stud decks.
Oh, fucking stud decks.
Crystal, I choose you.
Daikachu, I choose you.
And you're not.
Evolves into Dildomon.
Yo, speaking of that, did y'all see Young Ma? Young and May, and she was in the video, and she tried to say she didn't have her strap on. And so, she clearly did.
She is fine. I mean,
look at that.
Look at that.
She makes fine music.
Oh my god! Young Ma don't really.
She's really pretty.
I don't see it.
She's pretty.
No, even if she was like just a regular woman, she wouldn't do it for me.
I think she's really pretty, and her hair is nice.
She does have nice hair. I'll give you that. Give her that. She has.
You don't think she's pretty now that she lost that weight?
Not really. She just looks like a regular person to me. Like, she's not ugly and she's not cute. She's just existing.
she's just a human.
Yeah, she's chilling. I fuck with Young MA. She dope to me, but.
Yeah, she got some fire.
Yeah, she definitely got some fire. But she tried to say, there was a video of her going around. She had, like, she was wearing, like, these gray sweats. And you can clearly see that she had a fucking dick. And she tried to say that she just had something in her pocket. But she clearly had a strap on. And she tried to say that she didn't. No.
I think they do prefer stud over, like, Dyke and Butch.
They do. Butch? Sure. Yeah, who says Butch? I thought Butch was for white people.
Yeah.
When I think of Butch, I think of like a 34-year-old white woman named Karen with a mullet.
I think it depends on the type of dyke. Because they're different types.
Stud.
Yeah.
Lesbian. Stud. I guess we can just call them lesbian.
I think like the ones that.
Hey, we gotta interview a lesbian. A true lesbian.
Call them gay hoes.
You want one of my friends?
Did you say call them gay hoes?
Yeah.
Yo, what?
Can you not?
What?
Can you stop?
Can you stop?
What's wrong with that?
What do you think's wrong with that, Michael?
Oh, no. It sounds pretty descriptive to me.
The LGBT community is not one to fuck with, young man.
Facts. It's
not. I didn't say that. I said nothing wrong.
You called them young hoes, Mike. You trying to go to the slut walk you trying to have all of them?
I'm not trying to get double whammy down.
Yeah, they gonna get you out the piss ain't. You know they don't play.
Yeah, you right. Sorry, y'all.
They'll send you dick pics in a second.
I fucks with y'all. Oh, chill.
Yeah, they will.
Nah, I fucks with y'all, though. Y'all be having...
Y'all? It's like, nah, I ain't gonna... Oh, man. Yeah, it's never ending.
I know I have a couple.
This is so freeform today.
I'm
mad loose right now. I've been drinking a lot.
Yeah, we're just mad loose. Y'all gonna take this
over
and
there,
run with
you. Babysitting your cup too.
Mike always be babysitting. He'll be drinking shit.
You a grown ass man.
Michael will drink an Angry Orchard and it'll take him 2 days to drink. He'll put that shit in the refrigerator.
Yo, listen, I'm a grown ass man. I do what I want.
Okay.
You need to drink that whole cup.
So shut up. We got some suggestions for topics too.
Oh, really?
We're on fire.
Really, people listen.
You didn't even do the Fifi. Okay.
Go ahead. The what?
What Fifi was trash. Anyway,
Fifi was trash. Nicki Minaj is garbage. Continue.
And the pistol whip thing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He got his ass beat.
Yeah, he got pistol whipped, but people weren't sure. It was weird because he trolled so much. People thought it was fake. And the police had to actually come out with the actual incident report and say that was true. And he wasn't lying, so
yeah.
Who knows who could have done it? It happened in New York. I mean, I low key feel bad for him. I don't wish things like that happen to people.
No,
but at the same time,
I don't feel bad for him, nigga. The nigga brings it on himself.
That's what I'm saying. He brings it on himself, but I don't wish for that.
I don't
to
wish
happen
for it to happen.
That's what I'm
but
saying.
But I'm not gonna be sad.
I don't want
if it happens.
If somebody was like, "Yo, I'm about to go fuck 6ix9ine up, and I'm pistol whip this nigga and rob him of $500,000," I'm like, nigga, don't do that.
No,
but
I tell you, if a nigga goes outside right in the middle of a fucking thunderstorm with a fucking umbrella and goes, "Yo, ha ha ha, I'm doing whatever I want." Mm-hmm. And then the nigga gets struck by lightning.
Yeah, I see.
I'm not gonna be like
poor him.
Poor him, like, well,
yeah,
that happened.
I get it. I get that, but I'm just saying.
You know what I'm saying? If the nigga decides to go moonwalk in on the highway and he gets hit by a car, I'm not gonna say, "What an unfortunate event." I'm like, yeah. Yeah, nigga, that's what happens when you.
But I'm pretty sure
when
it happened, he was chilling. I don't think he was really anywhere, like yelling, "Trey, wait,
that
Trey,
nigga,
wait."
That nigga says, "Suck my dick" too flippantly.
He does
to niggas,
and "suck my dick" is very like offensive.
That's it. That's
like
the
fighting
one.
Words. That's fighting words,
especially with hood niggas.
Yeah, that's fighting
that
words.
That is it. That's how you go.
Yeah, I don't. You don't really like throw that around.
Niggas die.
Yeah. Niggas die over that.
Die over suck my over dick, three words. Suck my dick. Niggas die over that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And he just be like, yo, he just, he's saying that to niggas. Like, that's okay. Yeah. So,
I don't know. You would have.
I'm surprised he's not dead yet, honestly.
Yeah. Well, the whole XXX thing shook him up a little bit. He was scared.
Yeah.
He was rattled. Because he realized he was bugging. But nothing
really going to happen to him because he's the cops anyway.
Yeah, so. He is the feds.
He's the fucking feds anyhow.
Yeah.
So, I'm not. It's not that. I wouldn't be surprised if some cops pistol whipped him to give him some street cred.
Oh, God. So he can get on.
Don't hit me too hard, Officer Pulaski. So
get on Instagram and talk about Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
With his Mexican ass.
Did he say Black Lives Matter?
Nah, he didn't say that.
I was about to say.
He is 100% Mexican. First of all.
He is, ain't he?
Yeah, he's 100% Mexican. First of all, shout out to my song.
You can wait.
This on fire.
He has it on hold.
Yeah, that shit on standby.
Wait, where's the intro? You can't tell me that's on fire.
I hate this podcast. I hate it a lot.
That was kinda hot.
I hate you niggas a lot.
Wait till the Jersey Club version. Oh.
Speaking of Jersey Club, nice transition.
What?
Shout out to Sierra for stealing Jersey Club.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
She made a song called Level Up. She really just stole.
She gave credit to the original producer of the original song. He got his credit. But the song itself is just, like, not good, so, you know.
I liked it.
It's just, well, if it was a Jersey Club song, it's weak as fuck.
Yeah.
So.
Like, listen to this.
Like, but when I listen to it, I hear Jersey Club.
Like, listen to this, people.
I didn't hear it.
If you didn't hear it?
No, I heard part of it.
Listen to this. You know this is Jersey Club.
She was shaking her ass.
Listen to this shit.
She was shaking.
Oh.
Listen to this. What ass?
She got
the ass that she got.
the shit that motherfucking... Russell Wilson probably eats dinner off of that. It's so flat. Use that as a fucking
A
lunch table.
TV tray?
Yeah, TV. Motherfucking. He's just motherfucking hungry man dinners off our ass. He said it's over a pound of food right here. Let's do this shit. 4, 3, 2, 1. Throw that ass in a circle.
I'm at his concert.
Throw that ass in a circle. Go best friend. Go best friend. Go best friend. Go best.
He definitely did a little jump right there.
All right, here's the thing. It's good like as a regular song, but like when it's based off of a Jersey Club song, it's not a good Jersey song. But it's, I guess it's an okay regular song.
Yeah, it's the beat because it gives you.
I mean, like, yeah, I can't help but like nod my head when I hear
you know,
it.
It's in your heart.
Yeah, it's just weak though.
It's ingrained.
It is.
But the song is weak because it's first of all, it's Sierra. The song's gonna be weak.
Ah, Sierra got classic. Whoa,
what classic? She got some.
Okay,
she got a couple.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. You said what classics? Like she ain't had none.
But has she had any in the last?
Nigga, you know she's been working on her family, and that's it. You know that. That don't count. Because she hasn't even been putting out music. That don't count. You're not about to do Sierra like that. I actually respect her. I fuck with Future, but I respect Sierra at the same time.
Nah, fuck that.
Oh, man. Speaking of Future, you see how he's at the wedding?
Future!
The baby recognized him. How many people does that have?
Someone said that's the first kid that ever recognized
him. I was like, damn.
Oh, they said March Madness was definitely playing in her head. It was. It had to be.
Had to be.
Man. I don't know, Future got a lot of kids though, right?
Future got
a lot of kids though.
He probably got like 6 or 7.
Plenty.
I think Future got
Future got a lot of kids, but a lot of kids.
Wait,
don't
he got another
Future.
One on the way because he got Bow Wow's baby mom pregnant. How
Shout
unfortunate!
Out to Shad Moss.
Is that unfortunate for Shad Moss? Would that be the definition
Someone
of?
Someone said he's following him because he got Sierra pregnant, and that used to be his girlfriend too.
He just cleaned it
Look
up.
At his face.
Wow. Oh, he's just cleaning up after Shad Moss.
Wait. Who else was
Erica Mendez next?
I'm about to say Erica, right?
Erica Mendez next.
Oh, man. No. You know how annoying that would be?
If he is Erica Mendez pregnant, I'm definitely believing that theory.
Do you know how annoying that would be? This dude's just walking around getting all your exes pregnant?
That's annoying.
Like, what kind of sick man?
Like, what kind of fucking...
Why are you doing what
are you? What's wrong with you?
What are you doing?
Well, actually, it says he only has 3 kids, so...
Three?
Yeah.
No,
but he said he only has three.
That can't be right, because I'm pretty sure he has four baby moms. Unless this is the fourth.
Nope. He said he only has three kids.
That he knows of.
Yeah, that he knows.
No, that he takes care of.
That, oh.
His future. Future.
Future.
I don't know. These rappers are hard. You never know, man.
So we got more topics.
Oh yeah, you said suggestions.
That's suggestions. Boy. We just talked about one suggestion was the Sierra video. Mm. These suggestions come from Laura Vaughn.
Oh yeah, shout out Laura Vaughn.
Shout out to Laura Vaughn.
You see her in a minute.
Yeah. Shout out to her. So she says, she has a question for us. Mm-hmm. Is it okay to sleep with your friend's siblings?
No.
Fuck no.
Because no.
That's it. That I have nothing for.
Next question. But it's crazy because niggas be doing it. And niggas be trying.
Niggas be trying.
Stop.
I have I have example A1 to the left.
Stop.
Plenty of nigga have tried.
Well, but were they your friends?
I think that they were his friends.
They were?
Yep.
That's weird.
Either my friends or they niggas that definitely knew me.
I wouldn't even try.
And knew that shit was not okay.
That's so weird. Like, that's so weird.
We're not going to mention names.
Maybe it's because of that. Maybe it's just me, but when I have a friend and they have a sibling, that sibling is like my sibling.
Yeah, like I don't even think about it.
So I wouldn't, like, no, bro. No.
It's so weird.
Absolutely not.
Nah, man.
Well, you know, niggas don't have no morals. So,
Niggas don't.
Niggas have no niggas ethical code.
Niggas really let, like, pussy, like, run their mind. Like,
niggas will die for it, basically.
Yeah, they'll not even die. It's just like,
they'll die for it.
They put it up on such a pedestal above a lot of things. Like, it'll just ruin your scruple. Like, they'll...
I don't know.
Yeah, it's so.
Yeah, it couldn't be me. But I know there is people.
Men are trash.
There's people out here. Yes, men are trash. But there's people out here who will be like, yes. But we're both gonna say no. And Jazz, you say no as well.
They can fuck my brother if they want.
So why don't you let me?
Not my real friends.
That okay? Okay, those aren't your real. Okay, not your close friends.
Motherfucking Jazz.
You seen it now?
No.
I don't know if your preference will change, you know what I mean? She look a little different, so you might want to go back and look.
Over the hair?
Nah, so all that.
We'll talk about that later, because I don't know actually which one you're talking about. Because you got a couple friends that could get skeeted in. Yeah. But,
he's dead serious.
Oh, my God. He's a
I'm trying to make a motherfucking human painting on that ass.
Wow.
With my own ink.
With my own ink. Okay.
But I ain't worried about that no more.
What else we got?
Oh, another one. She says, how much are you willing to give back to the community that raised you?
Mm.
Not a bit. I don't give a fuck about town.
Well, you know what?
No.
Fuck this town.
Well, the thing about township, I kind of do give back already. But
because they pay you.
I didn't get paid for that. I don't get paid. I DJ for the football camp every year. I don't get paid. I mean, at first we did talk money, but after a while I realized this would be just my community service. So, but I mean, we're blessed enough to live in a community where we don't even need much from people that already it sustains itself. You know what I'm saying?
Now I'm guessing I'm gonna assume this question is for people that live in
like inner cities,
the hood. Where they need the type of resources and stuff like that.
I feel like you should give back as much as you possibly
can. Yeah, especially when you're in a neighborhood that needs it.
Yeah.
Our neighborhood, we live in the suburbs. We don't need it.
They don't need
What are they going to do, build another Dunkin' Donuts with my money?
Most of these people don't need anything. But there are people in our town who do.
Yeah.
So we're not going to ignore
that. So if you want to look towards those people, then yes.
Yeah.
As far as like giving to like the fucking... Mm-hmm. I don't know, the mayor's office or whatever.
Yeah.
The municipal building.
But, so we can light up the tree on Christmas.
Exactly. If we get popping, we're going to claim township. I don't know how much we're going to do. Maybe a little
basketball team some cleats.
you're gonna get the basketball team cleats.
The football team for cleats.
That's how good. Here's some cleats for the basketball team.
The basketball team asking them, they might as well have cleats.
No, they're actually gonna be good this year.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we're going to some games. They're gonna be good.
I haven't been to a basketball game in a minute.
Yeah, I think.
And I haven't been to a football game in even longer.
I think I went to a basketball game and a football game in the same season, so it was like at least 4 years.
I'm gonna be a washed ass nigga, so I'm definitely.
Oh no, I actually went to my brother's game last year. What am I talking about?
Oh, that's right, Jordan plays.
Yeah, so we got a reason to go.
Does Jordan play or does Jordan play?
Jordan, he's gonna be playing this year.
Yeah.
Last year he played. This year he's gonna be playing.
Playing left bench.
Nah.
All
right. Left bench.
Left bench.
Absolutely not. Right. This year, nah.
I don't want you to be one of them niggas that get all taped up.
Hell no.
And then don't play.
No, hell no.
Didn't y'all have a nigga on your team that did that one game?
That got taped up and didn't play.
He got all new tape and shit.
Listen, bro, there used to be a couple of them niggas on the team getting all spatted out. New gloves, visor. Well, we couldn't wear visor, but just all field swag, everything. Didn't play a lick. So, I mean.
Yeah, see, I avoided that trouble because I just quit after my sophomore year. Sprained my ankle. They get to suck my dick.
All right, what else we got?
I don't have anything
you quit
else.
Right after that?
Yeah,
you was there. No, you wasn't. You was in middle school then. Yeah, bro. I don't give a fuck. Okay, it was like, I sprained my ankle and it was like, yo, you still coming to practice? I'm like, practice for what?
You're supposed to come watch.
Why?
Because it's your team.
Look at your team, this dick.
He said, fuck us.
Isn't this cute?
I did. It's a cute date. That's what I did, nigga.
You take your little lady from.
Yo, Jen, you're making it hot, bro. It's like, nah. But show me that later.
Oh, man. Is that it?
I feel like this is.
Y'all missing something.
This is criminally short.
It is?
It's only like
been an hour.
It's been an hour and 10.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Damn, I'm drunk.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, whoa, boy, this has been about at least 2 hours.
Nah, bro.
Oh, man. No, well, I mean, what else do we have on here? Let's think. Let me see.
Love.
We're doing a
quiz. Oh, we didn't talk about Usher. Somebody on Twitter said that Usher was. No, Trey Songz was better than Usher.
Man, that's a crock of shit. That's
blasphemy. Absolute blasphemy. I actually did a Twitter poll on it, and Usher won by a long shot. I don't see how you can say Trey Songz is even better. Does anybody. Do y'all.
He's just.
Is he just more relevant now?
Good.
Is that why
he's, that's exactly
he's just more relevant? Because Usher, I mean, he's a little older now. It's not
he be rapping.
Who?
Trey Songz.
Trey Songz can't fucking rap?
I don't know.
That's like asking Chris Brown to spin me a 16. I'm not going to listen to
that shit. I will never listen to that shit.
I'm not going to listen to that.
Oh, never.
That's just me. I mean, Chris Brown, all right, he probably can rap better than Trey Songz, but I'm not trying to hear either one of them, so there's that.
I'm not trying to hear none of that shit.
Yeah, I don't want to hear. No, I don't want to hear singers rap. I just don't. I don't
never,
like that.
Never. Like, just, I don't care.
Yeah. Please. It's just weird to me. I don't want to hear it.
I don't want to hear your melodic.
Even Bryson Tiller. I'm not trying to hear Bryson Tiller rap,
I don't
want to
hear the
rap,
many
nigga.
Ways that you'll kill the pussy.
Yeah, please. Don't.
With rap lyrics.
Please.
I don't need to hear it.
I'd rather save
your dick and pussy bars. I don't need it.
I don't know, but. Man, I feel like they're just on two different levels. You can't even compare one to the other. People are trying to say that Trey Songz has more content. But when Trey Songz came out, mixtapes were
Trey
fire.
Trey Songz has more content.
Mixtapes were the thing. So, of course,
no,
he's going to have
Songz
more songs. He has too many songs. But he had, but because mixtapes were cool. Yeah. Usher, when Usher was out, like, for real, it was just albums. So, it's not like he was putting out albums every fucking year.
And then, like, mixtapes, that was a rap thing at that point.
Yeah. Huh? I mean, Trey Songz is still putting out.
No, I'm talking about when Usher was coming out. Mixtapes were all
it was
like
more so for rap. Yeah. But when Trey Songz was coming out, it was like the in between phase. Like it was rappers and singers putting it out. So yeah, he's gonna have more content. But as far as albums go, Usher beats Trey Songz by far. Trey Songz albums really.
Confessions is better than anything that Trey Songz has ever done in his life ever.
Nothing has even come close to that.
Like not even close.
So there's that.
Nothing. And it's nothing as good as 8701 either.
8701 was amazing.
So. We could just call that a shit.
Here I Stand would probably match up against every Trey Songz album.
It'll probably match up with Ready.
That was really good.
Being real,
Ready was probably Trey Songz's best shit.
Nah, my favorite Trey Songz album was Trigger Reloaded. That was my shit.
Yeah,
but Trey Songz definitely
was a mixtape, right?
What?
The Trigger? Anticipation.
Anticipation, yeah, that's mixtape. Wow. But and it's not even slighting Trey Songz. He has great music. Nobody's saying that. He's just not better than Usher. So. I mean, yeah, nigga, I mean, like, what else? I don't know what else, like, I don't know how people can really say that he's better than him. It's just not.
It's a crock of shit.
We're saying he's not better doesn't
you
mean
you niggas
born
after 2000 need you are a plague on an existence.
So they there's are. That on that.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with you niggas. I don't know why.
I really wish somebody would explain that to me. I haven't really saw a valid argument as to why Trey Songz is better.
There are none.
There can't be any. Also, what we didn't talk about was 50 Cent versus Floyd Mayweather. Again, please explain this to me because I don't even know when this started.
I don't understand 50 Cent beefs. I can't tell you. I don't know. I feel like he has a schedule that's like a lunar.
He does.
His beefs go with the lunar calendar. Every time a new moon rises, he starts a new beef with a nigga.
He's pretty funny, though.
I don't get it.
Did you see his drafted tweet? Well, no. He said that
Floyd Mayweather made a drafted tweet.
I think it was a joke. It had to be a joke. But
Floyd Mayweather was coming back with some fire on his ass.
Really?
Did you see this? He definitely made it up. It's still hilarious.
Okay, this is what Floyd was saying. 50 Cent broke. He got herpes from DJ. He's vitamin his. Oh God, the grammar in this is fucking astronomical. This man said his vitamin water, vitamin spelled V-I-T-I. M-E-N. Vitamin water deal was not for 300 mil. You should just be a blogger because you stay in other people. He spelled people wrong and business wrong. Your own son doesn't even mess with you. There's a lot of he spells people wrong again. People.
People.
Yes, P-E-O-P-O-L-E. P-O-P-O-L-E. Who hate you,
too. P-O-P-O-L-E.
Mind you, T2 only has one O. Don't not ask to borrow money from me anymore. And 50 Cent said this was Floyd rough draft before he got his ghostwriter involved. Get the strap.
Oh man.
No. Can you look at
vitamin
it? Look at it.
Oh no.
Nah, bro. Yo, you know what
you
I'd pay?
Read this, you want to read this initial post Floyd Mayweather had?
You know what I'd pay to see? That. I'd pay to see an R. Kelly Floyd Mayweather spelling bee. That would be pretty fucking entertaining.
And then the judges can be Fantasia and Beyonce.
Floyd, your word
Floyd
is
did well. Your word, but he missed the F, and he missed the F in pedophile.
Floyd, your word will be what word? Alphabet. Yeah, Beyonce, the word is alphabet. Alphabet.
Audit.
Are y'all done?
Oh, man. The moral of the story, none of them four niggas can spell, so they're all illiterate.
Now I want to get to this post that Floyd Mayweather sent. It's a long one, guys. Curtis, confidential Curtis. Informant. He started off with Curtis. Already know this is going to be fire. A lot of stingers coming soon. Curtis, confidential informant Jackson. You're mad because your oldest son Marquise's mother doesn't want to be with you. Your son, your own flesh and blood, don't want nothing to do with you. You haven't had a hit song on the radio in who knows when, and you're definitely not hot enough to even sell records anymore, so Interscope dropped you. You are jealous of any rapper, athlete, or entertainer that's hot or got something going on for themselves. You are a certified snitch. And we got paperwork to prove it. You talk about Ja Rule, but stole his whole style and ran with it. You're the only self-proclaimed gangster that's never put in work.
That's not true, but go ahead.
What was he doing in the streets, though?
This nigga got shot 9 times. He was clearly in the wrong place.
He got shot. No. He got shot because of what he was rapping about. Because he, like, started an issue with some drug niggas off the rap shit.
Either way, there ain't no way 50 Cent wasn't putting work. I refuse to believe
some validity is still going on here. Mm. You need to pay homage to the real 50 Cent for stealing his name and his storyline. Oh.
What?
You did his research. Yeah, 50 Cent, yeah, he got that name from like a dude out in Jamaica, Queens or Queens area that was a famous nigga that robbed, gangster nigga that just robbed niggas. Mm-hmm. Like Omar from The Wire.
Yeah.
Yeah, they called him 50 Cent. Wow. Yeah, he got that from them.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
The more you know.
Your claim to fame was getting shot numerous times and living to tell it, and you think that's gangster? Where that? You're currently living in a fucking apartment in a Jersey. You are always in somebody else's business just to stay relevant. You should become a blogger because it's obvious you don't have nothing going on in your life. Are you mad at Kanye West ended your career?
What?
The only thing you got going on is power, and everybody watches that because Ghost is a dope-ass character on the show.
Shit. I mean, I fuck with Ghost.
Niggas love Ghost. You can leave the show, everybody will still watch Power. But out here in the real world, I'm the real Ghost. We're taking a turn now. That's not a mansion in Connecticut that you're in debt for. That's a dump. A money pit and an oversized trap house. It was dope when Mike Tyson had it in the late 80s and early 90s. But you couldn't afford to maintain it. You're always talking about somebody is broke. But the last time I checked, it was Curtis Jackson that filed for bankruptcy. Not Floyd Mayweather. So quick to gossip like a bitch. Why don't you tell everybody that you got herpes from DJ?
Yeah, who the fuck is DJ?
Where are your memes for that, huh? Or better yet, post on how your Coca-Cola deal wasn't really $300 million, you fucking liar. And tell how that spinning G-Unit necklace that somebody got robbed for was fake. Just remember, I was with you every day, and your driver Bruce was my driver also. You can tell he probably got all this information from the driver.
Yeah, yeah.
He just dry snitched. Not cool, Floyd. I know where all your bones are buried, so be easy, Curtis Jackson.
Curtis Jackson.
And by the way, don't ask to borrow no more money from me. what a series of darts.
Oh, man. Yeah, nobody knows 50 like Floyd, so. It's definitely a personal situation, but yeah, I don't understand why they're beefing.
They need to just kiss and make up.
50 only beefs with people just to stay relevant, really. So
I feel like he just does it because
he's a bully.
Not only that, he's a bully. Uh-huh. I think he just finds conflict fun. I think he gets legitimate enjoyment out of just.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like that.
Fucking with niggas.
Yeah, like how some people play basketball, some people read books.
Yeah, his hobby is just
fucks with niggas.
Fucking with niggas. So, all day. That's his thing.
Yeah. I don't know, it's pretty funny though. I don't know. Floyd, I don't know why.
Oh no.
Wagwan, Mio.
Oh no.
What?
Oh no.
Wait, what? What happened?
50 Cent responded to Floyd Mayweather.
Are we getting this hot on the press?
This is about 2 hours ago.
Oh yeah. It's
hot. A picture of Floyd and some chick. Cause you know Floyd got
his friend's girl, well, his ex best friend girl.
Mm-hmm. And it's a picture of them, and under Floyd Mayweather it says champ is really 63-0. The caption is by 50 Cent, and I quote: "He beat 50 men, 11 women." Damn.
Oh my God. No.
It costs two bodies. Keep calling me and I'm going to show champ. Get the strap.
Two bodies? This nigga Floyd got two people killed?
I don't know.
Two bodies? Wait, is this nigga saying he got people murdered now? 50, what are you
Here's doing? Another one. Here's another one.
Another one?
And I quote 50 Cent yet again. Floyd. You are the champ, but you are a sucker at heart. You won it all. I know. I watched you do some foul shit to Rihanna, and she is your Rilla, and he is your best friend. When he broke up with his girl Jessica, you kept her around, got her an apartment. bought her a car because you wanted to fuck her. Really ain't sweating. He was keeping it player. Hayes just wasn't built like that. Tell everybody why you was on FaceTime when he killed Stephanie and himself.
What?
Because he was confronting you about fucking his wife. You was pumping all that Trey Song shit. Get the fuck out of here.
Get the strap.
You didn't give a fuck. You just want to watch the ball game. Get the strap.
This nigga Floyd was on FaceTime with a nigga who was ready to kill himself and his girl because Floyd fucked her.
He really been doing it all day.
Ooh, I don't know where this is going to go.
Is 50 Cent an informant?
50 Cent might be
because
the devil.
Who says that?
50 Cent hosting Coachella, Hellcella, when R. Kelly comes down to perform.
Hellcella? Yeah, he's definitely going to be there. Yep.
That,
damn, what the
is
fuck?
Is there more?
There's more?
No, that might be old.
Oh. 50 Cent. And this is in response to a Floyd Mayweather post where they said it's like comparing his net worth, which 2018, which is $20 million,
mm-hmm.
to Floyd Mayweather's new timepiece. And Floyd Mayweather basically said, "You're not supposed to be beefing with me. You're supposed to be beefing with my watch. You and me are not on the same level."
Hmm.
And 50 Cent reposted that and said, "Remember this post, please, because Champ can't afford to buy this watch right now. He make up shit. I knew he never bought the watch. He's still running around front. SMH, he think people stupid. The gambling and girls get him every time. He will be back hosting parties for $10K. Get the strap."
Duh. Get the strap.
This is getting ugly, folks.
This is getting
ugly.
Oh, this is ugly.
I don't know where this is going to go.
Son, but he put the picture of when he said Floyd is champ is 63-0. That's the woman that got killed by the dude.
Mm. Yeah, that's... 50 Cent has a tendency to go...
This is not good.
Exceedingly hard, so to speak.
And cause two bodies. That's why he said cause two bodies, because they're both dead.
Yeah, that...
And he killed her because of him.
Oh, Curtis. 50 Cent.
This is ugly.
Yeah, this is not pleasant.
No.
Who got herpes?
Apparently 50 Cent got herpes from somebody named GJ.
I'm trying to think of who the initials could be, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm thinking Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. 50 Cent got herpes from The Rock.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, my gosh. You know, 50 Cent don't hold no punches, so 63-0, get the strap.
That... Well, concerns of that, I don't know what happens with that. Hopefully it doesn't get too much further than what it is. I know it's not going to get physical. It's just going to keep going until 50 Cent gets bored.
Who would win in a fight? Do you think Floyd would be able to beat 50?
Absolutely.
Well, 50 big. 50 is not... 50 would be the biggest person that Floyd ever fought.
50, but Floyd is a trained fighter.
He is. But Floyd don't get taken to the ground.
That is true. That's
50
a
is
that's
a strong man.
Yeah.
And also, he will shoot that nigga. So there's that.
He will get the strap.
He will literally get the strap. But knowing 50, he would also purposely get his ass beat and then sue that nigga for everything he's got.
Okay, my bad. Go ahead.
Yeah.
You kind of snitched on yourself.
Yeah. She knows who that was directed towards. She felt it in her spirit.
Where are we going with this?
She felt the strap in her dummy.
We had this conversation.
It's okay. I still love you.
Y'all busy next weekend?
I'll be in Canada.
Y'all want to go to the Philly Beach?
Philly
Beach?
Is that South Street?
Oh, the dude did?
The beach. It's an actual beach. They had a party and everything.
Yeah, some dude, they made like a beach in the middle of like...
Like a natural, like I mean like a man-made beach.
A
man-made beach in
Philly? Yes.
Really? And it's lit? Niggas be getting shot there?
It was on the news. What?
It's a valid question.
What did he say?
Is the niggas be getting shot there yet?
Yeah.
Not yet?
Let's say yet.
Let me show you something.
It's a man-made beach.
Yes.
In Philly.
And
there's sand...
Yes.
I would actually go to
They had a pool.
They got a DJ.
They needed
They got a DJ. Everybody who runs the motherfucking Philly Beach, hit my man up, DJ Elsie. Facts, boy.
You already know what the fuck it is, nigga.
Talking about?
Fuck these niggas talking about. Take Keith, fuck these niggas up. Man.
Those memes have been out of control.
Dog, there was a picture of the plane crashing into the Twin Towers. Oh my gosh. The worst one I saw, though, was the George Zimmerman and Trayvon.
That one was too much.
Oh my God. It said Take Keith with George Zimmerman.
It was one with Michael Vick.
And it was dogs. Like, come on, son. What are we doing?
Take Keith,
like,
fuck these niggas
where
up.
Are we going? Yes, there's a new faux beach in the heart of North Philly.
That's my shit.
And there's actually sand. If this ain't the most niggified shit I've ever seen, what? And you want us to go there? First of all, what the fuck is wrong with your phone screen? Everything, okay, nothing's working. Okay, I know what's wrong with it. You have to take the screen protector off because it's metal and it's fucking with your phone. Okay. So that has to go.
Thanks. Cuz I was curious.
That is exactly what's wrong with your phone because I've been there before.
Really?
It's magnetic. It's messing with your phone screen. Is this nigga doing a backflip into a puddle?
It's a pool.
Into an overground pool. How can you?
The ghetto. Yeah.
The ghetto.
Wooden deck. It actually doesn't look too bad. It's just very random.
Mhm.
Okay, all right. I clicked on the ad and it just went into Airbnb. So fix your phone. but no, I don't know if I'll maybe.
No,
depends on the crowd. You're used to North Philly.
That's a solid no for me.
Hard pass.
Hard pass.
You're from Burlington Township.
You're not.
Better yet, Burlington City. Better yet, you were born in Rancocas Woods.
Yeah.
Hospital.
Yeah.
Better yet, Willingboro.
I was born in Mount Holly.
Oh man,
right there. Anyway, do you guys have anything else?
No, I just need to eat because I'm drunk.
Word, me too. But I'm not drunk, I'm just hungry.
I got to pee.
Don't need to hear that.
Oh, man.
So is your mom offering them burgers? Can you text her before I go to the store?
We'll eat something on the way, but shut up.
I'll see how many are left. We good. Yeah. I'll see.
But anyway, thank you, little sibling, for coming on.
Thanks.
Appreciate you for coming through.
Big thanks.
I
need y'all to know I'm not gay no more.
I'm not gay no more. I am delivered.
Are you delivered?
Yes. That's not my lifestyle no more.
Right.
Man. It was a rough patch.
So how many times did you let them finger you?
I thought that shit was funny too.
was it nice? Because apparently, like, women know better because they're women.
So yeah, because they're women. So.
Was it better?
Wow.
I mean, apparently not. She's not gay no more. So.
I'm not gay no more.
So there goes that.
Let me reflect to when you were gay.
I'm not who I was yesterday.
You still remember what you were yesterday.
It's been deleted, so I don't remember.
It's not deleted.
You deleted it from your memory? Yeah. Like, you don't even know.
Cleared the hard drive.
Hit yourself with the the Men in Black flashbang, John.
Pew! I'll tell you, somebody who flashbanged.
A long strap of like,
now.
You said what?
Y'all practically family.
Yeah, she might as well be my sister.
Oh God,
that's my bro right there.
That's my bro.
But that's it, everybody. It's Not That Serious, the podcast. You already know what the fuck is up. You know where
gang,
to find us
gang.
At. You know where to get us at,
nigga.
But I'm going to tell you niggas anyway.
Yeah.
Find us on Twitter at NTSPod.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Find us on Instagram at Not That Serious Pod.
What else?
You can find us on iTunes, Apple Podcasts. You can find us on Google Play Music.
What else?
You can find us on SoundCloud.
What else?
And you can find us on those three places till we expand more.
Facts.
We plan on expanding more.
Yes, we do.
IGTV coming soon.
Arr.
YouTube coming soon.
Arr.
Catch us.
Arr.
Feel us.
Feel me.
Lick my nipple. Cool. Nobody's looking at my nipple. Niggas need to grow up, man. Make sure you listen, rate, comment, subscribe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Leave a review. Rate us 5 stars. And
facts. Nothing but 5 stars.
But definitely leave a review. Even if you say, you know what I'm saying, 9/11 was an inside job, because it was.
Which it was.
It was. Don't let them fool you. Motherfucking jet fuel cannot melt steel beams.
It sure fucking can. That's a scientific fact.
Scientific fact. There were explosions seen at the base of the towers.
Yep.
What?
What?
Huh?
You really get your nipples lit?
Yes.
Alright.
Are you kidding me?
Same way electricity comes from the sky.
Nah, fucking...
That shit is wild, bro. Nobody. I don't understand how more people don't talk about this.
Shit, nigga, I feel electricity when I get my nipples lit.
So who be? Never mind. We'll talk about it later.
We'll talk about it later. That's it, everybody. You already know where you know where to see us. Thanks for listening. Mm-hmm. Thanks for showing us love, support. If anybody, if you got a feedback, if you got questions you want to ask, you got suggestions for the pod, you got some criticisms, you got something you want to see out of us, let us know. Hit us up. Hit me up, or you can hit me up on Twitter, Instagram at Mike Lowkey, MikeLowkey. Huh? Anyway, yeah. You hit up LZ, DJELZEE, Instagram, Twitter, all that. That's it, y'all. Oh, you, Jazz, you got any?
Oh, yeah, you want to plug us?
You want to plug where you at?
Follow me on Twitter.
Right.
Hold on, let me look up my name because I don't know it. Oh, you, LOVEJAZ _.
Okay.
What's my Instagram name, you know?
I have no idea. I don't even know.
Yeah. Oh, follow me on Instagram, HAI_IMJAY.
All right, and follow her on Tinder at strapsucker677. All right, y'all. That's not that serious. The podcast.
You're
all right. All right, y'all. Peace.
I couldn't even.
Strapsucker. Oh, my God.
Showtime. King's back.
Yeah.
Pull up for the 215.
Meet time. It's meet time.
For the love of the city.
For the city.
All my niggas on the block.
On the block.
12 o'clock when you willing.
When you willing.
Fuck 12 in the car.
Fuck 12.
They wanna see me in the cage. I'd rather see me in the wife. A motivation on the gram. And going live on these bitches on stage. God damn. Who's out the streets?
Me.
Me. Who driving heat?
Me.
Me. Like the city, I pull up that Billy truck, right through the motherfucking seat.
Me.
Who driving shit through the water?
Me.
Who really driving that fight?
Me.
Back on the water, they listen when I speak. Who got the key to the streets?
Me.
They was screaming free Meek, now Meek free, just trying to hope. Remember back when I was dead broke, pretty bitches, I ain't even know. Told these niggas how to bust up on the jet for the grand bust the road. Remember that? I'ma be humble, but I need receipt cause these niggas told me.
New jury, new money on the way, and I just ordered that Rolls Royce truck. You dig?